Blog Talk Radio.
Always here for the motherfucking shit, honey. Text your girlfriends, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that we alive, back on the air for another installment of the show. Always here for the motherfucking shit, honey.
Advice that you need in the world, all that you need knocking down at the door, all of the bitches taking to the floor, give me more, I can tell now what you want to know, are you here for it for the motherfucking show, all these elements, why should I waste them, all of your bitches, give them a taste then, all this cunt now, who should I give it to, which one of them should I pick or I now step in the shoes of an oversized cunt, now giving you all of it, what you really want, cooking, cleaning, all of the pleasing, body grooming, nigga I'm feeling bad, but I'm here for it, ready for the show, pass me the blunt so I can grow.
That's your girlfriend, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that we alive, back on the air for another installment of the show. Always.
Now stop, we here, we into it. No playing in my face, get into it. We're here, we stepping on the floor to it. Get up, get down, now move to it. Now every head a little man bent you in. This is what I wanna see on the merry-go-round. I'm a bird in my ear, fly to the element. All this pussy never celibate. Oh!
So I don't know where the children is at tonight, but we are live and we are here for the motherfucking shit, bitch. You know, the show must go on. I am your girlfriend, and let them know that we alive, back on the air for another installment of the show. Always here for the motherfucking shit, Addy.
of vibes that you need in the world. All that you need knocking down at the door. All of the bitches taking to the floor. Give me more, give me more. I can tell now what you wanna know. Are you here for it for the motherfucking show? All these elements, why should I waste them? All of your bitches, give them a taste. All this cunt now, who should I give it to? Which one of them should I pick or I now step in the shoes of an oversized cunt? Now I'm telling you all of this what you really want. Cooking, cleaning, all of the pleasing. Body grooming, nigga, I'm feeding. Bad bitch, I'm hibbering, ready for the show. Pass me the blunt so I can grow.
Text your girlfriend, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that we alive, back on the air for another installment of the show. Always.
Now stop, we here, we into it. No playing in my face, get into it. We're here, we stepping on the floor to it. Get up, get down, now move to it. Now Mary had a little man bitch you in. This is what I wanna see on the merry-go-round. I'm a bird in my ear, fly to the element. All this pussy never celibate. Oh!
So I don't know where the children is at tonight, but we are live and we are here for the motherfucking shit, bitch. You know, the show must go on.
Nothing else. It's no shade.
I didn't remember nothing else that happened. Oh, and the House of Mugler got inducted into the Hall of Fame. Let me see. What else? I don't know, baby. But well, my brother from another mother, honey, the up-and-coming legendary one is on the ear, honey. It's just Marcus Escada. Escada, baby. Hey, Marcus.
That's all you remember, Kelly?
That's all I remember. I don't remember nobody else that won nothing.
The Gucci should have come and woke it up.
Baby, well, listen, we wasn't in the building, honey, like that. We was there, honey. Congratulations to my daughter, Shawnee, gorgeous Gucci, for making it to the final and last battle, honey, versus Toya for the cash, honey, okay? Let me tell you something. Let me start my shit, okay? And I don't want nobody to take anything. I don't want nobody to take something, you know. You know what? I'ma just wait. Marcus, go ahead, Marcus. Marcus is one of the ball promoters that help with the ball with the different collectives of houses and agency down there. So we're gonna have Marcus give us a recap of the things that happened, and then I'm gonna come back here. And I'm going to give y'all a slight little petty Mondays, because y'all know I got a ball coming up, Miss Thing Girl. And I can't be really petty, Miss Thing, because, you know, then the girls think I'm coming my ball. But, bitch, I was sitting here, bitch, watching that motherfucking live, bitch, like, girl, if I was on that motherfucking judge's panel.
You got to go get it to the high-definition clips. Maybe you got to go get it to the clips on YouTube.
Bitch, I don't need
maybe
to get into high definition clips, Marcus, because, bitch, I got into those motherfucking Android clips that the bitches had up. And the bitches ain't look right with the Android clips. I know they ain't looking right with the high definition clips. I ain't here for the shit. Okay? I'm just saying.
Which ones were looking right?
I got a ball coming up, baby. Bitches needed perms, Miss Thang. Bitches needed 4 or 5 more inches on their heels and all types of shit, Miss Thang, bitch. It was a lot that was going on, honey, in Virginia, Miss Thang. But I ain't here for the shit. I got a ball coming up. And I still got three more tables on sale. So for all you girls that has not purchased a table for your house, please do not have your house sitting in the back at the BB ball or not with a table at all, baby, honey. We got $2,020, the house with the most trophies, and that may go up as well, honey, because I'm trying to get a little more sponsors, honey, and make that go up a little more. We got $1,500 open to all runway, baby, honey, okay? And we have $1,000 motherfucking Fem Queen Realness with a twist, honey, and all the rest of the categories at the function is cash. So even when your house wins the house with $2,020, you still win cash for your category as well. So you're going to get a cut of that if your house is really here for the shit. I'm just saying, honey. Okay, I got 3 tables. But go ahead, Marcus, honey.
Oh, okay. Well, to everybody, on behalf of the Southeast Alliance, we want to thank everybody that came out and supported, who watched the live, who had criticisms, who had good response. We appreciate it. This was something that we wanted to do for 2020, and we started planning it in like 2018 to start organizing how we were going to keep track of the winners at the balls and stuff like that. So it's a culmination of hard work. So the way this awards ball is going to work is that it's going to move from a different city within the region every year. So this year it was in Richmond. Next year the Southeast Awards Ball will be somewhere else. And, you know, we'll announce where that's going to be coming up soon. We gave out 104 of the years. The list is up. Congratulations to the House of Balenciaga for winning House of the Year. The House of West for winning New House of the Year. The Mugler's won Face House of the Year. The Garcons won Sex Iron House of the Year. West won Performance House of the Year. Ebony's won Realness House of the Year. Runway House was Balenciaga. Fashion House was Tishy. So congratulations to all of them. You can see the complete list of winners on the Southeast Region Ball Alliance page. I would love to hear if people had thoughts about the ball. I thought the ball went extremely well for the first time. you know, for the inaugural Southeast Awards Ball competition, like damn near every category was walked. It was, you know, competitive. We finished, gave out all the money. And it was done without any support of any sponsors, like, you know, large contributing sponsors. We had one person, one group donate $50, and an anonymous person donated $100. But besides that, everything was funded by the Alliance, so it was for us and by us totally.
Well, I just want to let you know, Marcus, I was the person that donated the $100.
No. No, it wasn't. I know who it is, but he didn't want to be public.
Well, I'm taking the credit.
Okay, thank you for the donation. the bazaar winner, Father Ninja from Florida, got the $100 for bazaar. That's what we did with it. What else?
I want to tell y'all, let me tell you something, right? I just really, listen, I'm gonna be real because I'm reading y'all comments that y'all writing in here. Okay, I just had a controversial weekend a couple of weeks ago, let's say. Bitch, okay, I got like 105 days left to the big, the bold, and the beautiful, and I'm not really trying to be too confrontational, baby, in between now and then, baby, because, you know, the girls, they're not going to like me, bitch, if I be too confrontational. But, bitch, I sat on the phone, me and Marcus sat on the phone today, bitch, and I told Marcus how I felt, bitch. I broke it down, mistake, bitch. Bitches needed perms, bitch, okay? Bitches, I'm saying, listen, bitch, I criticize a lot of things, bitch. I criticize from other people, bitch, other houses to my house, bitch. I criticize and everything, bitch. I keep it real, bitch, okay? Okay? Let me tell you something, right? And I'm going to keep it real with y'all. And this is the only thing, and this is the only thing that I'm going to say. And I'm not going to say anything else about anybody else, right? Okay? Right? My daughter is beautiful down. You can't take anything from motherfucking Shawnee, okay? Shawnee is beautiful as fuck, bitch. Went away, bitch, left, had her baby, got her degree, came back, got the body snatched and everything, bitch, okay? This is how real I am, okay, when I was talking to Marcus today. Shawnee and motherfucking Antoya was in the final battle. I think if Shawnee had a better effect, that Shawnee could have won that $1,500 because her face was motherfucking on, bitch. I don't think that her effect was leveled up to Toya effect. That's why they gave it to Toya. But if Shawnee would have had a better effect, Shawnee would have slayed the shit out of Toya for that coin. And this is what I said to Marcus earlier. But I'm not going to say everything else that I said about everybody else, mistake, because I got a ball coming up, okay? I'm going to keep it to myself because I got a ball coming up. But what else I did say is, I'm going to tell y'all one other thing that I did say to Marcus, okay? Mila, her production was cute, mistake, bitch. But the way her production came on, bitch, you would have thought I was coming out the walk for the $1,500. That's all I'm going to say. I'm keeping all my rest of my opinions to myself and to after my ball. Go ahead, Marcus. You can finish.
Well, I was very pleased with the contestants. I felt like the girls brought it. You know, Toya, congratulations to Toya. She looked wonderful, amazing. To Naja and Chanel Rose and the other young lady, the Asian young lady, y'all looked beautiful. Everybody looked great. Like, people ask, like, well, why would you pick a grand prize like Big Girl's Face? I think that everyone should get the opportunity to come for a large grand prize and be the show of the night. And I felt like those girls came out, you know, that, you know, they put money into their looks. Of course, there might be things that we all might would have done differently. And in hindsight, they probably see things that they would have wanted to do differently. But overall, I'm impressed. And I think that we should try to have Big Girl's Face, you know, for a coin, you know, a little more often to give those girls the opportunity, because sometimes when they are, you know, put against, you know, the smaller girls, you know, it's, they're at a disadvantage, in my opinion. So
let me tell you something, bitch. It's no motherfucking shade, bitch. Okay. Miss motherfucking Rose. Okay. Chanel. Bianchi Buclia. Bitch. Girl, it's no shade, Miss Saint. Bitch, I gag. Miss Saint, I gag at all the girls. Miss Hot Lodge. I gag, mistake said it, mistake girl, bitch. Like, you know, certain girls, it was their night, mistake. And then you had certain girls, mistake. It just wasn't their night, mistake girl. Like, I don't want nobody to think that I'm being fierce or I'm being shady, mistake, because I'm not, okay? And I'm just keeping it real, in my opinion, okay? And so I'm gonna tell y'all just how I feel. And I don't want nobody to think I'm being shady or being anything, okay? Oh, hold on, we got a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you jealous of Temperance?
Girl, are we still on this topic? Are we still on this topic?
Question people want to know.
A lot of people want to know a lot of things, bitch, okay? Oh my
yes?
God, I'm gagging at y'all still on this topic, mistake, bitch. I'm not checking for anybody. It seems like I'm not even gonna go there, baby. You have a nice day, okay? Let me say this, right? When it came to that category, it's a lot of girls that I felt short, mistake, bitch. You know, even though you know people think that I don't see certain people, but I see all the big girls, mistake, girl. It's no shade. When it came to that category, I'm gonna be real. I did not like. I'm gonna be tell y'all what I didn't like, okay? I did not like Mila's entrance, Miss Thing. You would have thought that I was coming out to walk for Mila's entrance, okay? I did not like Mila's hair. I think I seen her, even though the girls think that I don't see people and everything, I think I seen her hair look way much better plenty of other nights, Miss Thing. That's what I didn't like about her look, okay? Like I told y'all earlier, I didn't like my daughter's effect, okay? And when it comes to my sister Keisha, I did not like her ponytail or her dress was too short. I would have rather her dress to be a little bit longer and her to have a little higher of a heel, bitch. When it came to Mosherie, Miss Thing Girl, I did not like the fact, Miss Thing Girl, that you know she doesn't perm her hair, but she had a snatch back, but it was giving wave when it came to her motherfucking hair. I think if she wanted to do a snatch back, she should have got out of being natural and permed her hair so it could have been slick and gave that whole motherfucking look. Now when it comes to motherfucking Hot Lunch, you can't take anything from that look. The look was motherfucking polished from head to motherfucking toe. This thing, I'm keeping it real. When it comes to motherfucking Rose Chanel, Miyake Mugler, she came out there, mistake, she was polished from head to toe. I love Rose motherfucking look. I just wish she had on a little bit more makeup. She's a pretty girl with or without makeup, or wish she just had on a little more. Bitch, the gimmick, bitch, because the whole look and everything was fucking phenomenal from head to motherfucking toe. Now, who else came out there at war? The garçon girl, was sitting, mistake, bitch. You couldn't take anything from her. She was sitting and everything from head to motherfucking toe with her look and everything, mistake. Everything was on point, mistake, girl. Just wish that her ponytail was pressed out a little bit more. That was it, mistake. But it's no shame, mistake. All of the girls came out and they did what they had to do. And that's my opinion on how I felt about it. And I don't want nobody taking a shade of my or how I feel, bitch. But that's just how I felt about the girls that came out. Miss Toya, I gag, mistake. It's no shame, bitch. From head to motherfucking toe, mistake. Miss Toya was on point. And Toya is a girl just like myself. You know, we come out there, we walk, and we do the thing, bitch. Toya's not into all the drags and all the makeup and stuff, bitch. So I know as soon as the category was over, bitch, that bitch was out of that motherfucking outfit, mistake, bitch, and had on a motherfucking pair of jeans, mistake, and a t-shirt, mistake, because she ain't into all of that motherfucking shit, mistake. But it was motherfucking polished from head to motherfucking toe, mistake. It's no shame, bitch. And I got my life off for all the girls, but those little inconsistencies with some of the girls would have took them to the next level when it came to them walking. And if anybody feels that what I said was shade, it's not me being shade. It's just my opinion. And me being a judge and looking at the girls coming out there, baby, those little inconsistencies would have gave the race. Not tonight, sis. I'm just saying.
Well,
and I wasn't going to say nothing because, you know, I got a ball coming up, and it seems like every time I say something, it's saying it's taking a shade and all type of stuff, but it's not me being shady. It's just me being real. Like, hey, Stank, what's going on? How you doing, Stank? Yeah. I enjoyed it. Listen, I sat up, bitch. I watched that whole motherfucking live, bitch. I watched one whole segment, bitch, and fell asleep on segment number one, bitch, and then woke back up. When I woke back up, bitch, it was segment two, bitch, and I heard them call it Big Girl Stank. I said, okay, this is what I was waiting for, bitch, because, you know, a bitch was in here falling asleep. She was tired. I was waiting for the category. Like, how long they gonna have these fat bitches waiting outside, bitch? You know we big, bitch, and the bitch hot. Bitch got on their fire hot, their girdles, and all types of shit, bitch. How long you have these fat bitches waiting outside? Bitch, but then they called the category. I was like, okay, bitch, this is what you been waiting for, okay? Because you know a bitch be hot. A bitch walk a ball mistake, bitch. She got on her fire high, her girdle mistake, her stockings mistake, her dress, and all types of shit. Bitch be hot.
I'm just saying.
But I love
well,
everybody.
Congratulations
okay.
to Leon Garcon for winning $500.
Oh, yeah, I said congratulations to Leon. Yeah, Leon, those motherfucking boots, mistake, bitch.
And
Leon, I don't know where you be getting your shit from. Bitch, but those motherfucking boots was disrespectful. I seen that motherfucking picture, bitch. Those boots were disrespectful. Okay? Bitch. Yes.
And then
okay.
The $500 female figure performance was won by Jada Revlon.
What up, Jada? That's the way you come back, Miss Jada, bitch. Word. Jada ain't been out on the floor in a minute, Jada. That's how you come back. But Miss Tiny West, bitch, I seen your LSS. Miss, you shut the building, bitch, honey, okay? Bitch, you let the girls know, bitch, I ain't tiny, bitch. I'm a motherfucking hurricane, bitch. Okay, that bitch shut the building for her LSS. And then you know who else, bitch? I don't know who that girl was that they chopped her. I think she had on white boots, Miss Thang, bitch. Her LSS was nasty, too, and they chopped her because she had on white boots. I don't know why they chopped her. But her LSS was nasty.
Because your boots had to be red. Speaking of tiny, congratulations to I said your boots had to be red for female figure performance. You had to have red hair, red outfit.
Oh, I'm sorry, babe. It was a chop baby, honey. Okay, it was a chop baby. Oh, they said her name was Samantha Garcon. Mistake, but she bold. Mistake, it's no shade, bitch. She ain't having no red boots, bitch. But that bitch bold, bitch. It's no shade, bitch. You bold, bitch. Honey, okay, bitch. You bold, bitch. So
and shout out to Paris Ebony for winning. Drags performance, because Jada and Paradise won Femme Queen performance, and then women's performance was won by Beatrice and Destiny Ninja from California. It was people there from all over. It was California people there, Florida people there, some Midwest people there. Kendrick came from overseas. Like, it was just a really nice, feeling and vibe. Vogue Femme was won by, for $500, was won by Tay West.
Okay, the West is in the building, bitch. Okay.
And legendary performance was won by Rennie, Buffy, and Tiny for the 500.
Okay, the West is in the building, honey, okay?
Schoolboy Realness was cute. Schoolboy Realness was won by Jarrell West. He ended up winning the 250 over the executive, Janal Balenciaga.
Where the fuck is Asia and motherfucking Little James in Africa? We got, bitch, listen, ballroom, bitch, okay? Ballroom, we got to have to put a stop to these motherfucking West ballroom, okay, bitch? Like, what the fuck is going on? Where's all our girls at, mistake, bitch, okay? It seems like every fucking Monday night, bitch, all you hear on the motherfucking radio show, bitch, or all the fuck you see on motherfucking Facebook, bitch, is motherfucking Grand Prize West, bitch. I'm tired of this motherfucking Africa coming down my motherfucking timeline, bitch, with a motherfucking a receipt, bitch, look like she got 900 of motherfucking food stamps at the first of the fucking month, mistake, bitch, posted on my motherfucking timeline. Grand Prize West, Grand Prize West, Grand Prize West. Bitch is like, bitch, girl. Bitch is west. Bitch, I'm trying to go east. Bitch, it's always the west. Motherfucking stopping this motherfucking law, bitch. I told them to keep that shit at the motherfucking store, bitch. All you hear is fucking wax, bitch. Grandpa's Cookie wax. Grandpa's Nelly wax. Grandpa's James wax. Grandpa's Africa wax. Oh my fucking God, it's so much fucking wax in the fucking building. The fuck? We gotta put a stop to these fucking wax. We gotta tag team these bitches, okay? Bitch, I don't wanna hear that Sweet Monday mistake. 30 West won. Mistake, bitch. Like, bitch, girl, where you, all you houses out there, where's all your hot motherfucking bitches? The West, the fuck are you bitches out?
Well, Pretty Boy Realness was won by Kenny Miyake Bugler. And then Athletic Range, which is something that Common and KB Garcon won that. And Common and KB took home the cash for Pretty Boy versus Athletic Realness. They took home the $250. Drags.
Don't name no more
West
that won, bitch, okay? Africa did, Africa, yeah. Little James, and Asia did that all weekend long. We ain't got to name no more motherfucking West that won, honey. The West are dancing. Deja, I know you want to get Deja. Bitch, we don't give a fuck about none of that, bitch. We tired of y'all motherfucking West coming and taking up all the fucking money. We're tired. Marcus don't announce no more West that win. They did that all weekend on my, every time I'm on my Facebook, it was Grand Prize West. I was gagging. I want to hear about no more West winning. Give me some other people, honey. I know West don't want all the cash and all the trophies and all of the years, bitch. Who went to somebody else? Can we get somebody else?
Well, Lord, well, Tiny Balenciaga won the $1,000 for best dress.
Safari, I thought you were going to say West won $1,000 for best dress. They just won that 2 weeks ago. I'm about to say, shit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so Safari Ebony won female figure, Tiny Balenciaga won male figure, and then June won legendary best dress, and then June and Tiny battled for the $1,000, and Tiny won the $1,000. So congratulations, Tiny, on your $1,000 best dress win. Ace Gorgeous Gucci won Thug Realness.
Congratulations, Ace. Work, bitch, work, okay? I thought you was about to say Twin won that too, bitch. I'm about to say what's that? The fuck?
Oh, Harold Balenciaga won legend male figure legendary realness. Deja and Tamara West won female figure legendary realness, and then they beat Harold for the cash for the 250.
Fucking God, bitch. Do they fucking sit down, bitch? Like, what the fuck?
Oh, Egypt Mugler won the female figure.
Go ahead, Marcus. Hold on.
Well, female figure Sex Iron was won by Egypt Mugler, and what else was there? Oh, Femme Queen Realness was won by Tasha Revlon.
It's no shade, Miss That Girl. Bitch, it's no shade, Miss That Girl. Honey, hold on, Miss That Girl. Hold on, the West is in the motherfucking building, bitch. Honey, I have to go get my sweater out of the closet, bitch. The West is in the building, bitch. I have to get my sweater in my frames, bitch, okay? Hashtag the West is in the building, bitch. If you go in the wrong direction, mistake, if you're going north, bitch, you need to be going west, bitch. The West is in the building. I had to get my shirt out to get my sweat out the roof, bitch. The West is in the building.
The Balmains won a lot too. The Balmains won executive realness. Not executive, excuse me, everyday realness. And they end up winning the cash over the Thug for the $250. They also won male figure body for the $250. Marcus Balmain, and he also came back and won the $250 for Sex Siren with Kryptonite Balmain. And the Catboy was a Garcon, and the senior was, I got it written down, but the senior was somebody. I'm sorry, I forgot your name. But yeah, almost every, oh, and then shout out to Father Yasir Ninja for winning Bazaar. And that was, like, pretty much everything. I mean, damn near every category was walked besides, like, the legendary portions of a few of the categories. Oh, I'm sorry, Runway. Female figure Runway was won by Aoki Lee Revlon.
Oh yeah, Ayoki, she turned that out. I seen that on the live too. Ayoki went through those girls, baby, honey. Okay, work Ayoki Revlon.
And
she
then
girls,
Runway.
Okay?
Then Butch Queen Runway was won by Butch Queen European Runway was won by Giovanni and Mimi West for the $500. But shout out to the Mugler who won Small Boys and Slim Revlon from the Carolinas who won Tall Boys Runway.
I need a fucking calculation. I know the West, the West bitch, since the West, the House of West been open. It ain't even been open that long, bitch. The West had to beat on one at least about $15,000 to $20,000 since they've been open. Bitch, the West are doing good, bitch. Okay,
Kelly,
you think the West been open for years?
Seeing
the way they motherfucking winning these grand prizes, bitch. Okay, bitch, they had to win at least a $15,000 since they've been open.
Kelly, they won $15,000 in $5,000 categories. They've won three.
Bitch, motherfucker, the bitch, the West are in the motherfucker, bitch. The West are in the fucking building, bitch. Bitch, I think I'm going the wrong motherfucking direction, Miss Thing, bitch. I need to be going west.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, congratulations. And then American Runway was won by Drake Garcon. Congratulations to him. He won the $250 for that as well.
Oh yeah, Africa and Lil Jane just came up on the line. Let me tell y'all something, okay? Bitch, I don't know what the fuck y'all doing, bitch, over there in the West, Miss Thing, bitch. But the girls right now, bitch, the West is the target house to get, okay? Bitch, every Monday, I said this earlier, Lil James in Africa. I said this earlier, okay? Every motherfucking Monday night, I'm about to go on a break, okay? Because, bitch, it ain't no reason for us to keep coming up here every Monday night. And the only thing we saying is Grand Prize fucking West, okay? I see motherfucking Africa, bitch. Africa, you got this motherfucking receipt from Target this fucking long every fucking Sunday on motherfucking Facebook with all the motherfuckers that work from the House of West. I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of it. It's just too much. All I see on my timeline is Grand Prize West. Grand Prize West. Grand Prize West. Miss Thing, can somebody else eat? Shit. I want somebody. I know it's all in fun, Africa, but we gotta let somebody else eat. Y'all eat it. It's crazy out here in these streets. But congratulations to the West, Miss Thing. They ain't playing with you hoes, Miss Thing. It's no shade. You girls better pick your motherfucking cookies up, Miss Thing, bitch. Y'all better bitches better get it together, honey, okay? Listen, I'm gonna be in Florida this weekend, honey, for Sierra, Mizrahi, and Michael West Ball this weekend. And Florida, so bitch, if you down in Florida, bitch, or in the surrounding areas of Miami, Orlando, Tampa, whatever, baby, definitely come out and check a girl out, bitch, because I will be in Florida this motherfucking weekend, bitch, honey, and the West are eating, bitch. So, bitch, if you bitches are coming to Florida, bitch, this weekend, bitch, you better bring your A-game if you coming to Florida, bitch, because the West are coming to eat, bitch, and they hungry, and they not playing with you motherfucking hoes, Miss Thing. You hoes coming out here, bitch, and you playing knick-knack, paddywhack, bitch, and the West are playing chess with you girls, bitch. So if you're coming, bitch, you better come correct. I'm just saying. I'm keeping it real, Miss Thing. Y'all know I'm the truth. I keep it real, Miss Thing, bitch. Y'all bitches better stop coming out here playing knick-knack, paddywhack, Miss Thing, and playing checkers, Miss Thing. Because the West are playing chess with y'all motherfucking ass, Miss Thing, bitch. They ain't playing with you hoes, bitch. Y'all bitches better stop playing. Oh, shit. But I'm glad. I'm so glad that the ball definitely finished. Well, y'all know anything that markets have to do with, bitch, it always finishes. All the cash is always given out and everything. So, you know, I'm glad everybody did come out and have a great time this weekend and all the cash was given out. And the girls definitely came, bitch. When I talk about it's been a long time, bitch, since I actually stayed home from a ball and actually stayed and watched the whole live. And it was definitely three segments of the live, and I actually sat and watched all three segments of the live laying in my bed, and it was definitely like, you know, a live to definitely watch. And like, bitch, I have never sat and watched three segments of a fucking live. It's like, bitch, girl, hit me up, Miss Thing, bitch, when this category coming, Miss Thing, and let me know that the category is coming so I can watch it. But I actually sat there and watched all three segments in between my little 40-minute nap that I had, because I know I had to take me a little 40-minute nap, Miss Thing, because you know a bitch is old, bitch. But it was
so
definitely...
we got all the pleasantries over now, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let me turn into... Although I do have a ball, personal ball, coming up in July, I had some things that I told some bitches I had some shit to say, and I'm going to make this clear. To y'all fake-ass leaders, that are only doing things for awards, y'all need to find something else to do. This is the problem in ballroom. Why would you try to discredit an award system that was done honest and transparent and fair? Because we will be posting how everybody voted for every award, because I don't have to lie about a motherfucking thing. The girls just did not vote for you. When you go online and you say it's set up and rigged and all of these things, you only make yourself look bad when you have to come back and congratulate your members that won. Because if it was fair for them to win, why was it so set up when you lost? They didn't shade your house. They just didn't pick you. So that was the results of the wins. They just didn't see you, right? And you can actually know exactly who didn't see you, because I will post the results, because no one will say I changed the motherfucking thing. I didn't vote. I didn't win an award. I took myself out of any running for any award that I could have won. So it is what it is. I don't personally care who wins. The winner is who actually who the leaders decide for it to be, who the Academy picks. So that's the first thing. Secondly, for people who feel as though that they want to get back at me thinking that I changed something, that was not my ball. Let me be crystal clear. Any money that was made from this ball is going to the Southeast Alliance, as was promised. I don't need to throw a ball under somebody else's name to make money. My name will bring enough people. I had 1,300 people at 13 Reasons last year with no problem. So I don't need to use nobody's name. So if you thought by not coming that you were stopping the show, you didn't stop no show. Now you throw a ball and you get at least 300 people there. You can't do it. Let's talk about it. Y'all really need to stop. Like, and then the problem is, it's the same people that's in y'all ear telling y'all that you should have won and it's shade. Those are the same people that did not vote for you.
The same people.
And I can at least respect, because, you know, one leader actually called and said, you know what, this just don't feel right in my spirit. And we were able to talk. I can respect that. I'm not talking to them. I'm talking about to the ones that ran online and created a campaign and had all these people posting up. None of those people voted for you. And while they can, while you're here, the People's Choice nominations are due tomorrow. I bet you none of them people even voted for you for that. And everybody can, all the people screaming that you should have won, I bet you they ain't wrote your name down for
Nair
People's Choice next year.
That's one of the ice buckets. Oh, yeah, baby, listen. Y'all ain't got to vote for me, baby, honey. I don't need to win, baby, okay? Listen, yeah, honey, I don't know how I win, bitch, okay? Marcus, give out some fan trophies, bitch, that girl, honey. I got my People's Choice right here, baby. I got four of them, honey. And I don't even know how I win, because, bitch, they don't even like me like that, bitch. But I got four of them right here sitting on my computer desk, baby, okay? Make sure you go out and you vote tomorrow, honey, for the People's Choice, baby. This is the awards from 2 years ago, baby. So make sure you go out and vote, bitch. I won four of these last year, honey. The people love me, honey, okay? Bitch, they might not vote for me this year, bitch, honey. But, girl, baby, they voted for me, bitch. So make sure you go vote tomorrow, honey, okay? And don't forget, right here, you see, these are my centerpieces, my ice buckets, because, you know, I like to have giveaways for people to take off their table. The House of Orichi, honey, the ice buckets for the big, the bold, and the beautiful, bitch. Make sure sure you get your tables, baby. I got 3 tables left. I'm about to put in my last custom-made order for the things for my table for the Big, the Bold, and the Beautiful Balls this year, baby. So make sure you hit me up if you need a table. I have 3 left, baby. Don't miss out on the Big, the Bold, and the Beautiful. Over $7,000 in cash and trophies that we'll be giving out. And everything is sponsored. And I'm always here for the chat. But go ahead, Marcus.
Oh, no, that's
all
I want
to
get off of my chest.
Gives you some fast motherfucking trophies, Miss Saint, bitch, girl. That was the People's Choice Awards 2 years ago, bitch. I won 4 of those, bitch, girl. Honey, I had to leave 2 of them in motherfucking North Carolina, bitch, at my daughter's house, bitch. Because, girl, I could have put them on the plane, bitch. Honey, I couldn't take all of them on the plane. But I got 2 of them here, and the other 2 is on my daughter's mantelpiece in her house in North Carolina. But, yeah, so make sure y'all get out and y'all vote, bitch. The People's Choice Awards nomination sheet is dropping tomorrow, so make sure y'all vote, bitch. Vote for your people, bitch. If you don't vote, listen, if you don't vote for your people, bitch, how do you expect your people to win? If your house don't vote for you, bitch, how do you expect to win, bitch? You would gag, like, when it comes to those voter sheets, and I'd be looking at the voter sheets, and I'd be like, okay, and this is before I became a Gorgeous Gucci, when I was in that other establishment, and I used to be looking like, okay, who can I vote for this house, you know, from my house for this category? And then some of the things and some of the nomination, like, slots, I would just leave empty because, bitch, I didn't know nobody to vote. And then people be voting for girls that nobody even know who they are, mistake, bitch, just to have their name on the nomination sheets, bitch, like, for what? It makes no sense, bitch. If you don't have nobody to vote for, bitch, leave the section blank. You don't have to put somebody's name in there to please them. I leave the shit blank, okay? And oh, I just see Susan just came up on this live, baby. Hey, Susan. Like, listen, Susan, stay up out that live, baby, with all that big body bands, baby, okay? Bitch, Susan came out there to give Stacey her awards, bitch, and all you see was all this hourglass, pow, pow, whoa, bitch, I was gagging. Like, oh, bitch, oh, Susan with shape, bitch, tight pants on, what, bitch? But I'm saying, baby, listen, don't vote, bitch. Like, for real. Keep it real, bitch. Y'all just vote for girls just to vote for them, to make them happy, for their name to be called on the list, bitch. Like, a girl. And then y'all sit here and then y'all gag, bitch, okay? Y'all vote for her, Miss Thing. And then Marcus come and he put the who voted for who up on the thing, bitch. And then you get mad and you want to be embarrassed because only one person voted for you just to get your name up on the fucking list. Bitch, that's more embarrassing, bitch, than not being voted for at all, bitch. When he, after the ball is over, he dropped all who voted for who, bitch, and you only got one vote from one girl, from your house number. That's embarrassing. That's more embarrassing than not getting nominated at all. Don't vote for me, bitch, if it's only one motherfucking vote, bitch, because I don't want to be embarrassed on Monday or Tuesday when the list come out and they gave me a vote, one vote for Kelly, just for her name to get on the list. No. Y'all been just be so desperate to be on the list, to be nominated, to hear your name called across. The nominees are da-da-da-da, 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 da-da-da-da. And then when Monday comes, bitch, and the list come down, only one motherfucking bitch voted for you, bitch, just to get your name on the list. You look more stupid by that one person voting for you to get your name on the list so you can be called across the motherfucking microphone when they calling the names out, bitch, instead of your name not being on the list at all.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Marcus.
Well, no, that's all I wanted to say. But I, on a more positive note, I do want to thank everybody that did come and support the ball, to all the houses, to everybody in Virginia, to people from Florida, the Carolinas, Atlanta, the Midwest, West Coast, overseas. You know, it's really appreciated. We are, the ball will move to a different city each year. So next year, if you have a suggestion, got a place in mind, hit up the Southeast Alliance page and let us know where you like to see the ball. If you want to call in and give a suggestion, we're here to listen, and we'll make the best decision that we can make that we feel as though will be marketable for the community, because we want it to be even bigger and better. We gave away about $8,500 this year, so we want to do even more. We want to give out bigger trophies. We want to, you know, the trophies were nice, but we want to give out even nicer things next year and entice more people to come.
And y'all, y'all can definitely do it. I'm like, it was like, it's no shade. It's no shade, bitch. They really don't have balls like that in Virginia. It's no shade. I know it's a region ball, and y'all want to move from region to region. But I think, I really do think, like you have your stable ball in North Carolina. We have our stable balls here in New York. They have their stable balls in Atlanta. I think that y'all should really make that a staple ball for Virginia to bring the girls back to Virginia like that. Because I used to be in Virginia back in the days, all the time back in the days, bitch. We don't even come to Virginia the way we used to come to Virginia back in 95 and 96 and stuff like that, bitch. Virginia used to be hot for balls, bitch. Richmond, Norfolk, bitch. It used to be hot for balls back in the days in Virginia. I think y'all need to make that a staple ball for fucking Virginia. It's no shade. Because Virginia needs a stable ball. Like, they don't even be really having the Virginia Awards ball like that. So I think that will be a great staple ball to have in Virginia every year to bring the girls back to Virginia and to get Virginia on the map. It's no shade, in my honest opinion. Bitch, because I love Virginia, bitch. I used to have a fun running up and down Virginia, honey, bitch. And I got locked up in Virginia Beach and all types of motherfucking shit back in the days. Virginia used to be some shit back in the days, baby, when I tell you, baby, okay? Baby, Virginia Beach, Norfolk, Richmond, bitch. Okay, if the streets of Virginia could talk, bitch, the motherfucking shit that I used to do in motherfucking Virginia, bitch, okay? Bitch, okay. Virginia used to have a bitch motherfucking knees. We bitch have a bitch motherfucking trembling, bitch. I'm saying, baby, okay? Y'all know about motherfucking Virginia back in the days in the late 90s, bitch, the early 2000s, bitch. Y'all don't know, bitch. Y'all got to Virginia now, baby, honey, here in these 20s and shit, baby. But back in the days, Virginia used to be on motherfucking fire, mistake, bitch, girl, okay? But bitch, when I tell you, Jack and motherfucking Alexis and motherfucking Amp and all the girls down, bitch! If y'all know y'all history about Virginia, bitch, I've been going to Virginia since the late 90s, bitch, honey, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99. That's how long I've been going to Virginia. Mikey, honey, bitch, they got some fab girls that came. Mikey, God rest his soul. The Queen Mother, Barbie, baby, coming out of Virginia. They got some girls that came up out of Virginia, bitch. If you don't know, bitch, Virginia had some girls that came up out of Virginia, bitch, and shuck motherfucking D.C. up, shuck New York up, bitch, shuck Atlanta up. Bitch, they had some girls that came up out of motherfucking Virginia. There's a lot of girls that came up out of Virginia, bitch, that you may not know that came up out of Virginia, bitch. Honey, that came up out of Virginia. Congratulations to Tony Over for being placed in the Hall of Fame, bitch, honey, okay, bitch? Tony, you bold, bitch. Tony, when I seen that when they called you out, Tony, bitch, girl, you vogue like back in the days, like in 95 and 96 and 97, Tony. You still got it, Tony. Okay, bitch? Oh, baby, listen. Well, I'm just saying. But Virginia's a team. But no, Marcus, I think y'all need to leave that ball based in Virginia and make that a staple ball for Virginia to get Virginia back on the map. It's no shade.
I'll
and I think everybody
to
needs to go to that
I'll
page. They need to vote. That to be a stable ball in Virginia to get Virginia back on the map and to get the girls to come back to Virginia, because Virginia is really a fun place. Virginia always been like the middle ground between New York and Atlanta. Virginia always been the middle ground. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I like Virginia.
Yeah. Did you hear anything about the ball? I didn't know there was a ball in Philly this weekend, too.
I heard, but I ain't talking. I got a ball coming up.
Oh, but congratulations to Zaki Garcon for winning $1,000 for best dress. Congratulations, Zaki. That's all I know. And that's all I saw.
And then in
Rochester, New York, congratulations to the legendary Chi-Chi Prodigy for winning open to all performance for the
$1,370. They got balls all over, bitch. Like, they got hair balls all over. Like, baby, I'm so glad, baby. I looked on the calendar. I hope nobody ain't having no ball on May 30th today at the Big, the Bold, and the Beautiful, baby, okay? Bitch, I ain't playing with you hoes, bitch.
Well,
I got three comments.
The only ball until like Friday, and they was like, "Yeah, it's a ball in Philly on Friday." I said, "What?"
Shit, I got three commentators. I got three commentators on the mic, bitch, and I got two of the other commentators judging. I ain't here for the shit, bitch. I am not here for the motherfucking shit, baby, okay? I ain't playing with these hoes and stay, bitch, okay? Bitch. It be so motherfucking hot in this motherfucking living room, bitch. I be glad. I be happy that I be having no makeup and shit on, bitch, girl. If I had on makeup, bitch, I would be drowning. If anybody's on the phone lines and you got anything to say, feel free to definitely press 1, honey, okay? Because we only know about a couple of winners that happened at the other balls, bitch, but we gave y'all the different winners that happened at the main balls, the main attraction, which was Virginia this weekend. So if anybody have any other questions, comments, or concern about balls that happened in any other places, y'all can feel free to definitely press 1 and definitely call in here. We're definitely here for the shit, baby, okay? But if not, oh, hold on, honey. Hey, welcome. This is the legend, honey. She's legend, baby, honey. She's legend. I'm becoming an icon, honey. Susan Ms. Roy is live on the airwaves with us. Hey, Susan.
You tried me, bitch. You
said
big body
bang. I gagged, bitch. Girl, listen. I didn't even see the picture that you and Shady put up until the next day. Girl, I'm watching the live, mistake, bitch, and I had dozed off, bitch. And so when I woke up, mistake, bitch, I see them calling motherfucking, I see them calling Stacey out, mistake, bitch, to get her legendary status. And I see all this ass and this hips, mistake. And I'm like,
oh my
bitch,
God.
Who the fuck is that, bitch? And so you walking off, and Jack is like, Susan, bitch, you are motherfucking looking good. I said, bitch, Susan is thick like a motherfucking snicker.
Bitch, I've been on these goddamn steroids. I didn't gain about 1,000 motherfucking pounds, bitch. But today was my
baby,
last day.
Baby,
got to get this weight up off of me.
It's all in the right motherfucking places, baby. Okay.
Oh my
it's
God.
All,
I just wanted to.
It ain't in your stomach. It ain't in your back, bitch. It's in your ass and in your hips, girl. You carrying it, bitch.
Child,
like
please. So that's some hormones, honey. I've been moaning, bitch. But I would, Greg, I'm going to get you, if you're listening to this by live or on the phone, I'm going to get you, honey. I'm going to get you. He was filming. Oh, my God. But I wanted to call and thank the Alliance and especially Marcus for coming to Virginia and giving a quality event with no drama. I just really appreciate the presence and appreciate everyone that came through, you know, Rodney and our go-to icons, Rodney, Harold, Charles, you know, I saw Shannon in the crowd. I mean, just people that, you know, quality individuals who really uphold our region in the best way. I just really appreciate everyone's presence for being there. Arnold, I mean, it was just really nice to see Rucka. You know, Tony, Revlon, my sweetie pie. I really had a good time. I didn't stay very long because my intention was to make sure that, you know, that I saw Tony over come out. And he did vogue down. He vogue down. But I've always loved Tony over. And Kelly, don't give all your history from Virginia because, you know, you ran through Virginia like a rushing mighty wind, honey.
Oh, let me tell you, Virginia, baby. Oh, my God, baby. Girl, please, honey, okay? If I tell
we
y'all
used
some
to cut up.
Virginia and show y'all some pictures of Virginia, ooh, bitch, okay? She was a 10-12 running through Virginia, honey, with her bald head, Miss Sadie, blonde hair, bitch, back in the day, honey. She was a young stallion, honey, okay? Ooh, Virginia,
yes,
Virginia.
She used to come down here. Whitney used to come down here. Sanaya, Ayana, all the girls used to come. Charles, all the girls used to come through Virginia and cut up.
Yeah, Virginia definitely had some ballroom histories. And so that's why I think that ball should be a staple in Virginia, because Virginia definitely has ballroom history, and a lot of fab and legendary girls have came from fucking Virginia that people would not even know have came from Virginia.
Yeah, so don't forget how Jermaine used to cut up in Virginia.
Baby. Virginia. That's all I must say, baby, honey, okay? Bitch, I ain't gonna talk no shit about no Virginia, but Virginia, oof, bitch. Give me flash.
A lot of girls have been locked in Virginia, too.
Oh, baby, please, honey, okay? Baby, please. Ma'am, can you please come over here with us to the side and say, baby, I can't, baby, what is going on? I don't know what y'all talking about, honey.
No shade.
And the girl's dead. I made sure I came to Virginia. I didn't come with nothing. I went down there for a ball, Miss St. Bitch girl, and I stayed in Virginia Beach. Up to jail, Miss St. in the county, Miss St. in that orange jumpsuit, Miss St. Bitch girl. How'd I go to Virginia for a ball, Miss St. and wind up being there for a whole month?
But Kelly, the girls be in other states and they get locked on Friday and they be bonded out. If you get locked in Virginia on a Friday, bitch, we'll see you Monday morning in court because you will be sitting in jail.
And baby, okay. Let me tell you something. In Virginia, don't play mistake, bitch. Virginia is Commonwealth mistake, bitch. They don't play mistake, bitch. I didn't know mistake. You know, you get locked up someplace else, mistake. You give them your regular address, bitch, girl. You know, they let you out. Not in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got no Virginia address. You're staying here. You ain't got no Virginia address, bitch. You stayed there, bitch. I had to call a lawyer and everything, bitch, and tell him I'm an asthmatic, bitch. I'm going to die, bitch. I got to go to the doctor and everything and all types of shit, bitch, to get up out of jail, bitch. They fears down there, bitch. And then, girl, when they didn't let me go a month later, bitch, girl, they let me go the last bus, mistake, from the jailhouse, leave at 7 o'clock, mistake, bitch. They let me go at 6:55, mistake. By the time I walked across the street, the bus was pulling off, bitch, girl, okay? I was walking on the side of the road for hours, bitch, until I called the cops, mistake, bitch, and had them take me to the bus station. They had me gagging down there in Virginia Beach, bitch. I ain't been back to Virginia Beach ever since. I've been to every place else in Virginia, bitch, but I ain't been back to Virginia Beach since.
But you wouldn't even recognize Virginia Beach now. It's so built up. But it's that courthouse is still on the end of the road, bitch. You was way
Ooh,
out.
That courthouse is fierce, Miss St. Girl. Let me tell you something. This is how fierce the courthouse. Let me tell you how fierce the courthouse and the jailhouse is in Virginia Beach. It's all in one circle, bitch, okay? You can open the windows at the jailhouse, bitch, okay? Just like it's at your house, bitch, okay? They got no bars on the window or nothing, bitch, okay? They want one of you motherfucking niggas to go out that window, bitch. You got that big
with
that neon motherfucking writing, bitch, that says Virginia Beach on the back of it, bitch. They want you to go out that window, bitch, so one of those motherfucking white people can shoot your ass, you go on their fucking property, bitch.
You are so dumb. So, Marcus, I really appreciate you bringing such a quality event to Virginia. We really enjoyed ourselves.
I appreciate y'all allowing us to come in and hosting us. To Jarrell and Quest and everybody having the after hours, I think people enjoyed that. And, you know, when we do return to Virginia, hopefully we can find 18 and up because I think some of the people from Florida was gagging. They had some people under 21. So they couldn't get in the club, but, you know, next time they'll be prepared, I'm sure. Wink, wink. They'll be prepared. But, I haven't heard, like, literally any complaints. A few people said something about the judges. They didn't care for some of the judging. But outside of that, no, the people ate the food on the tables, you know. They drunk. They was drinking. They had a good time. No incidents. One bitch tried to sneak in, but, you know, we'll address that concern real quick.
You were snapping.
I didn't like nothing about that
because, you know, I don't understand
why you girls are still trying to sneak into balls, mistake, bitch. Girl, like, bitch, it don't take that long. I remember when I used to, bitch, when I first started going to balls was $25, bitch, girl, okay? Balls wasn't every weekend like it is now, bitch. So I had 3 months, Miss Thing, bitch, to save up, Miss Thing, bitch, my allowance, bitch, so I could make sure that I had my coin, bitch. I remember the Revlon ball, Miss Thing. I think it was 98, Miss Thing, at the Mark Ballroom, bitch. And I was $5 short, bitch, by the time that Saturday came, bitch, for the Revlon ball, bitch, for my money to get into the Revlon ball. But, bitch, I got it from my cousin, bitch. We used to have to save up money back in the days to go to a ball, bitch. Now, bitch, they got balls every fucking day, bitch, girl. It took me 3 months to save up that $20, bitch, for the Revlon ball, bitch.
Yeah, I rode up to the Revlon ball in the back of a fucking U-Haul. That was back in them days. It was damn near frozen.
Yeah, bitch. These girls don't know. Bitches on plane tickets and buses and Amtrak and all type of stuff, bitch. Listen, we got in a motherfucking U-Haul, bitch, and put two mattresses back there, bitch, girl, okay, bitch? And, girl, if you wasn't one of the poor cats, bitch, you wasn't up in that motherfucking cabin in the front, bitch, ain't riding, bitch. You was back in that motherfucking truck, bitch, on that mattress, bitch. Okay, and we pulled up in front of the motherfucking ball and they give a fuck, bitch. Open the U-Haul up, bitch, and everybody came out.
Yep.
Bitch,
like
now
smoke.
You bitches got a ball every weekend, bitch, and y'all flying and buses and all type of shit, bitch. Bitch, that wasn't ballroom back in the day. Ballroom, bitch, your house mother and father got a fucking U-Haul, bitch. They put a couch back there, bitch, a fucking blanket, bitch, and a fucking futon, bitch, and you went from state to state from ball to motherfucking ball, bitch, okay? And you had a good time, bitch. Y'all girls don't know nothing,
life
bitch. And we was to actually sit and do our own ballroom story about the shit that happens in ballroom, bitch, that shit that happens in ballroom and not the shit that everybody is putting out here, bitch. Girl, our shit is fabulous, the shit we done been through in ballroom, bitch, okay? Bitch, I done ran motherfuckers off the road with the U-Haul, bitch, with 15 girls in the back, bitch. God rest her soul, with Yolanda in the back, bitch, and motherfucking Alora mistake, bitch, and we get pulled over and they take the U-Haul, bitch, and we stuck at the motherfucking mall in Cherry Hill, Philadelphia, and all types of shit, bitch. Like, baby, y'all don't know ballroom, honey. Okay, bitch, I'm just saying, bitch. But listen, I ain't got all day, bitch, to be telling y'all
but
all
Kelly,
that.
I remember the last time I went to the Legends Ball, the last time I saw Eric Christian Bazaar. This was a mistake I made. I stayed in a room with a bunch of Butch Queens, and they was all on E-pills in the bathroom, fucking down. I was like, what the hell? I woke up, I'm like, what the hell is going on? That was the last time I spent the night in a room with a bunch of Butch Queens. Fuck that.
Let me tell you something. The last Eric Christian Bazaar ball I went to was in Brooklyn, bitch, okay? And motherfucking, and I needed to get to the ball, but the train from Atlanta did not go to New York the same fucking day, bitch. So I had to find on Amtrak what train would get me from what state to the ball in time. I drove from Atlanta all the way to Charleston, South Carolina in a U-Haul, bitch, so I could make sure that I was here for Eric's ball, because Eric used to have the last ball of the year. Every fucking year, bitch, I made it to that motherfucking ball, bitch, girl. Ballroom was some shit back in the days. Now it's like, bitch, girl, if I don't make it, bitch, I don't make it, bitch. But back in the days, bitch, no, you had to be there back in the days. It was worth every drop of time and energy that you was there back in the days. Now it's very, whatever.
When Eric told you to clap, bitches, he meant clap.
And the girls clap, bitch.
They weren't sitting there trying to be cute.
We conquered and we soared, motherfucking Virginia. I am so glad everyone had a great time in Virginia this weekend, honey, and shit like that. But, you know, Susan and Marcus, y'all can make y'all closing remarks, and we gonna get up out of here, honey, okay? Because we ain't got shit else to talk about, bitch. We don't know nothing about Rochester, Philly, or none of these shit, bitch. So, bitch, we ain't gonna sit here and waste everybody's time, child. And I know love
I heard they ain't get their coins in Philly.
Huh?
But somebody said that somebody didn't get all their money in Philadelphia. I don't know if it's true. That's my home state, but I don't know. The girls was posting about it. Give me my coins. Don't change the rules in the middle of the game.
They can
inbox you and yeah, they got parcel of money. Something about they change the rules about one, two or more.
Hannah, before I get up out of here, we got a caller too. 815-954. You live on the air on another installment of Petty Mondays. Are you here for the shit or are you just here?
I'm here for the shit always.
What's going on?
Hey Kelly, how you doing? This is Darnell from Chicago.
Hey Darnell.
Hey. So I have just a quick question. I'm glad I have all of you on the line. As a supporter of ballroom, I always wonder. And all of you all have put on balls, so, you know, you would know more than me. Why do you not see so many, you don't see as many categories for big boys, like big boy face or anything like that, like you may do for big girls?
Well, all of the big boys and big girl categories have been in ballroom for years, but a lot of the big boys big girls have stopped coming out. So it was like it was a waste of time to put it on there and you only have one or two people coming out. So they just introverted them into just the regular categories. But if you have more big boys and big girls was to come out and walk, we wouldn't have a problem with spending an extra $30, $40 for a trophy and adding cash to the category to have them come out. But it's a waste of time to have it and only one or two people are going to come out. But they used to have big boys performance all the time, big girls performance, big boys face, big girls perform runway, sex siren. They used to have all of them. I used to walk all of those categories back in the day. But then
when people stopped walking...
They, you know, they just started taking them off the category. It was a waste of time.
Well, Big Boy's runway is $1,000 at my People's Choice Ball in honor of my friend Econ that passed tragically in December. Then we also have Big Boy's performance in July. Big
All
Boy's
right,
face.
Marcus. What's your date of the ball, Marcus?
Oh, wait. You said July, Marcus. You said July. You got Big Boy's runway?
Yeah, $4,000. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, bitch.
What's the date again?
I'm not going to get my motherfucking titties back
July
yet. I
still keep missing
I'm
it.
I'm not going to get my titties back yet, bitch. Oh, fuck no, bitch. I need $10,000.
Oh.
Girl, let me call the doctor and tell him I can't come in April mistake for my surgery mistake. I need that coin. I get my titties back after July.
I can't. It's 7-11.
Can you let him say the date
again?
Okay, 7-11.
7-11, July 11.
What?
Well, thank you all so much.
He said Big Boy's runway, Miss Saint Bitch. I ain't got no titties, Miss Saint Bitch, girl. I can come out for Big Boy's runway, bitch. I'm supposed to go get my titties back in 2 months. I'm going to have to postpone
that.
So
a woman is only made of titties. That's what makes a woman titties.
Miss
Thing,
no, Miss Thing, I'm about to take my hair out, Miss Thing, and put it in corn braids, Miss Thing, girl. I ain't got no tits, Miss Thing, girl.
It's too late.
Right. That face is.
You should have been out on that floor for the big girl's face, Kelly. I thought you was walking. You played.
No, Alexis, all y'all played. So
I called y'all
happened,
out.
Okay? So
I called Toya, and she came. She came for y'all.
So this is what happened, okay? So on Wednesday, I was gonna actually walk the category, okay? So back in December when I knew about the category back when it happened, in December they gave me an appointment date for this past Wednesday that just passed, okay? So I went in for surgery on Wednesday, and I want to thank everybody that was hitting me up saying congratulations of my surgery and everything. So I went into surgery on Wednesday, okay? So, but since I got my tummy tuck and my liposuction and everything done, right, when I eat, I only eat like a saucer worth of food when I eat now because I can't eat large portions of food. So my last meal on Wednesday was at 11:55. Bitch, you know, in between me eating how I eat, like I eat seven small portions a day. So, bitch, by motherfucking, by 2:30 in the morning, baby, honey, okay? Bitch, a bitch was hungry, bitch. My stomach was hitting my back, mistake, on Wednesday, mistake, bitch. I was in here gagging, bitch. Girl, so I snacked on a little motherfucking snack, bitch, and then I left to go to the hospital at 5 when y'all see me on the live. And when I got there, bitch, y'all know I'm a diabetic, bitch. So they checked my sugar and shit, bitch. So my sugar was through the motherfucking roof, bitch. So they canceled my surgery, and now my surgery is on April 28th. They moved my surgery to April 28th because my sugar was through the roof, bitch. But I was hungry, mistake, bitch. I eat seven small meals a day, bitch. Girl, I was hungry, bitch, 2.5 hours later, bitch, and I still had 3 more hours, bitch, before I went into surgery, bitch. I was hungry. Bitch, my sugar was through the roof. So I went to the hospital, bitch. They ran my sugar, bitch, and they canceled my surgery. So now my surgery date is on the 28th, and they're just going to put me in the hospital. They're going to put me in the hospital the night before surgery. So I don't eat nothing and won't have anything to get some.
Exactly. Who eats before surgery, Kelly?
But Susan, you know when you eat those small portions of food, Susan, it fills you up for that time, bitch.
You should,
but it
you
goes
should have
to
just
your body
ate meat. You should have eaten meat and no carbs.
I was hungry, baby. So this time when I go in on April 28th is my next surgery. Now they move both of my surgery dates. It's April 28th and then June 23rd. They just gonna put me in the hospital the night before, so I won't have no food or nothing around. Because I can't be in my house, bitch. If I'm in the hospital, bitch, I ain't got no other choice, bitch, but to sit there and just starve.
Right.
Bitch. But if I'm in my house, bitch, I'm not gonna starve in my house.
You're not gonna be NPO in your house. I know that's right.
No, bitch, I'm not gonna be in here in my house starving, bitch. No, I'm not, bitch. Okay, bitch. I sat here, bitch, from 11:55, bitch, until it was two 7:34 exactly on the clock, bitch. And that stomach said, bitch, you better get you something to eat, bitch. You better get you something to snack on, Mister. I got me some of the snack on, bitch. And my sugar was through the roof when I went to the hospital that morning to check in for surgery, bitch. And they gave the break, Kelly, I don't know what you did today, bitch. He gave the break, but you look good with all the weight and stuff you lost. But I don't know what you did with that sugar. I said, bitch, I was hungry.
That's dangerous, though, to eat before surgery.
Yeah, so they moved my surgery. So on the 28th, I'm going to go in the hospital at 12 o'clock that night, and they're going to meet me in the hospital at 12 o'clock that night. And then my surgery is going to be the next morning.
She won the Lavin Ball, and now she's won the Southeast Awards Ball, niece. And she's $2,000 in, Kelly.
Toya,
she's... She's sitting over you.
Oh yeah, baby. Listen. I want Toy. Listen. Let me tell you something. When I do decide to hit the back of that motherfucking floor, the holes better be motherfucking ready when I come. Cause bitch, you already know, bitch. When I come, bitch. Okay. I got the fucking dream team, bitch, okay? I got hair and makeup.
You better come.
Bitch.
You
I
better
mean,
come,
because
that bitch was, Toya was looking motherfucking delicious this weekend.
Baby, listen, you know I got motherfucking, I got Timothy Smart on the motherfucking makeup, bitch. I got Roxanne on the motherfucking hair, bitch. I got my son Michael motherfucking West on the motherfucking outfit, bitch. Girl, honey, when I come, bitch, I'm coming. When I come, baby, trust and believe, when I come, it's going to be polished, bitch, okay? And I'm going to come, bitch, and I'm going to let you girls know, baby, honey, exactly why she does what she does, sonny, okay?
She might not
see it right now, baby, honey, when it look like this, baby, honey. But when she throw that hair on, she throw that makeup on, honey, she snap those snaps in back. She calm. And she's not here to play, bitch, honey. Okay, and it's no shame, bitch. Everybody's my girlfriend, mistake, bitch. But when we come into that motherfucking function, and I give my 35 and you give your 35, bitch, we are not girlfriends. We are not sisters, mistake, bitch, girl, honey, okay, bitch?
Mm-hmm.
It's no motherfucking shade, mistake, girl, honey. Afterwards, it's all over. We can go in the back and we can enjoy ourselves together, bitch. But when we get on the back of that floor, I'm taking everything down, bitch. Okay, bitch, I'm ready. I'm going to dog walk these bitches, honey, when I do come out, bitch. Let's say.
You is not going to dog walk my wife. Well, not Toya.
Bitch,
Toya,
I'm dog
Toya
walking these bitches.
Show this
Susan.
Weekend.
Susan, I'm the Susan.
She put on the motherfucking clinic.
Susan.
I don't know.
Susan, when I come, Susan, I'm coming, Susan, bitch. And I know, bitch, listen, when I come, I'm coming. And it's going to trust me. It's going to be sometime soon, bitch.
Toya came with grace and elegance and shit.
I really want to come in Atlanta. Because Atlanta is the mecca of big girl face, bitch.
I want to come in Atlanta, bitch, when I come.
Bitch, because, baby, if you can't rock motherfucking big girl's face in Atlanta, bitch, you can't rock face no place, bitch. That is the mecca, bitch, when you talk about big girl's face, it's Atlanta. Okay, bitch.
You got mother ball name down there now, honey. I don't know.
Girl, I'm not worried about those hoes, Miss That Girl, honey. Okay, it's no shame, right? And I keep it real. And I keep it real, Mistake. I know it's so many different big girls and so many different levels of big girls, bitch. But when I think about my competition when it comes to me for big girls' face, the only two bitches I think about, Mistake, bitch, and one bitch, she ain't even small no more, Mistake. And I know my sister ain't leaving her shop, Mistake, bitch, on a Saturday night to come to a ball, bitch, for no coins, Mistake. Miss Jasmine Milan is no longer big anymore, bitch. That was my only one of my only competitions that I see for me when it comes to big girl face. And motherfucking Portia Milan, Mistake, bitch. And Portia not leaving her shop on a motherfucking Saturday, bitch, to come to no ball. All the rest of these bitches, Mistake, bitch, girl, honey. You know,
Kelly, you don't
they
think
big girl
she,
face,
you don't think
Mistake,
she
bitch.
She might come there and make you know it.
You don't
honey,
think she'll meet
oh,
five
oh,
thousand?
No, no, Portia gonna make five thousand. She gonna make $5,000 in her shop on a Saturday, bitch. She ain't leaving about her shop, Mistake. You know she charged $300 or $400.
She could take a half a day.
Okay, well, bitch, Portia's the only one I gotta worry about because Big Jasmine ain't big no more. Bitch, all the rest of the girls, yes, they big girls face, Mistake, but I ain't worrying about them. Now, Miss Portia, if Jasmine was still big and Portia and Jasmine was on the back of the floor, I get the right, bitch, girl, I'm about to have some problems, Mistake. These other girls, Mistake Bitch girl, they might get me, Mistake Bitch, but I ain't worried about them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping it real.
We're gonna see.
I
worry,
they might
we're
get
see.
Me, bitch, but I ain't worried about them, Mistake. Now, Jasmine and Portia, oh, I was worried about those bitches back in the day. These other hoes.
Felicity, line up the ball main girls and bring them for Kelly.
They better line them up, baby, honey, okay? They better line them up because, bitch, when I come, I'm coming, bitch. And y'all know I'm not playing, Miss That Girl. And I think I'm about to dust off one of these old vintage looks, Miss Thing, that the girls
mm-hmm.
went crazy for back in the days, Miss That Girl.
That's
honey,
what Toya
okay?
did this
it,
weekend. She brought you
listen,
great intelligence and old school glamour
no,
and all
I
that kind
have,
of shit.
Susan, if I did not have to go to surgery on Wednesday, Susan, I would have been walking. I would have been walking this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something, right? This is what I'm going to do for you girls. When I do decide to come, Miss Thing, bitch, I'm going back to being bald-headed, Miss Thing. Because a bitch can sell it with hair, Miss Thing, bitch. I can sell it long hair, bald hair, bald head, bitch. I can give it to you. The mug sits, bitch. I'm cutting all of this motherfucking hair off, bitch, and I'm going a nasty color, bitch. Bald and short, bitch, girl. That's when you can get into the structure. Carter consists of the eyes. Carter consists of the nose. Carter consists of the cheeks. Carter consists of the teeth, bitch. That's when you know you got face when you can come bald, bitch, and they can get into all of it. Okay.
Well, you have short hair.
I don't need to hide behind an ear or a ponytail or a lace front. I can go bald headed,
mm-hmm.
bitch. And some of these girls go bald and still have fades. I wanted that.
You do have a nice big head.
I got chopped that night, honey. You know, I came out for the wrong category. I came out for iconic face at the awards ball in my red and black dress with my bald head, and I was sitting untold, baby. Yeah, they chopped me because it was the wrong category, but they wasn't chopping me for the mug, and it was bald headed.
Okay.
Some of these girls come bald headed and walk. I dare any of you big girls, honey, to come out. Baby, and play with mother, bullheaded.
No,
when
that's
you ain't got
what Drake
no hair to throw around or nothing
choice,
to sell or the
force
or the, you know.
What did you say, Marcus?
I said that's what Drag's Face is calling for at People's Choice this year for $500 with no hair, with your head covered. You never your hair can be covered with no hair.
Yeah,
no hair.
Be covered
no
with no hair and bald headed. I'm just saying.
Oh,
everybody don't look good bald headed. Maybe some girls do and
no,
some girls don't. Maybe you know.
This one out because it's in honor of India Irie. I'm not my hair. Unsung.
Yeah, baby. Listen. I'm here for it all. I can't wait.
Oh,
I can't wait for North Carolina. I am so glad, baby. My next surgery, baby, honey, is motherfucking, it's the 23rd of June, baby. So I'll be ready and healed up for North Carolina to come to North Carolina and shake
the building.
I thought
you said April.
No, April 28th, and then the next one is June 23rd. So I was supposed to go, this surgery that I'm supposed to go for, on Wednesday was for them to open up, like, they took the whole bottom part of my body is flat. I only have my love handles here left on my bra strap area. They were supposed to take and open those up, and then I was supposed to go back May 5th, 3 weeks before my ball, and I was going to have my breast back for my ball, but I don't get my breast back until June 23rd. So since everybody was asking me what surgeries is up next, baby? I'm getting my breasts back. So when y'all see me in North Carolina, baby, honey, okay, the girl will have her daughters back.
So they took care of all the mess that was going on up there?
Yeah, they took care of all the mess and everything, baby, honey, and Mama's ready to come back, honey. Baby, I could have been had them back.
Mm-hmm.
I was just waiting, baby. I need to let my body heal and recuperate from everything, baby, and
right.
You know, and stuff. I wasn't in a rush, baby, because I
What about
I
the smoking,
around,
though? Don't they want you to
I
stop smoking?
Nobody pays me no attention, baby, with my chest being flat, baby. So it was like, bitch, what was I in a rush for to get it back? I need to make sure that I was good with myself. And as long as I was good and comfortable with myself, I wasn't worried about nothing or how anybody felt. I don't know what size I'm getting. I'm not really a size queen, honey, okay? Baby. It's like I had my breast before I had the silicone taken out, I was a 48 triple D. So any size right now, any size, bitch, I've been flat chested for the last 2 years. So any size right now will do for me. I don't give a fuck. I'm good on any size. Baby, it ain't never been about the size of me. Any size right now to do, baby. And as small as I am, baby, and all the weight that I'm losing, baby, I don't need to get a big size, baby. I can get a nice, cute little size, baby, honey. And they gonna look cute, baby, with all this, you know, with all this new junk in the trunk I got, baby. Y'all see the way it be moving when I be out there on the porch? Okay, that shit be hitting, baby. I be gagging, honey. She be clapping, honey. But yeah, let me let y'all get a little taste, honey. Okay, what it gives, honey. You know, bald head, baby. That's what the mug gives. And this is, listen, and y'all see this picture that I'm showing y'all right now in the live? This is bald head, baby. No filter on this picture. No facial femme or anything, bitch. And it was sitting like that. So now catch it now, bitch, if I give you bald head with a facial femme and all the new shit that I don't had done to this mug, baby. Okay. Just letting y'all know. And that's before the facial fat. And that's what it was given before the facial fat. So, okay. Yeah. But we about to get up out of here, baby. I got to get up in the morning. I got some things I got to do. I got some running around I got to do. I'm redecorating my apartment. I don't know why I'm redecorating my apartment when I'm about to move and shit, bitch. But I'm redecorating my apartment and shit, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll call you and talk to you about it. I can't talk about it on air, but I'm about to move.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, honey, I'm on to a new venture, honey. Okay, baby. But I ain't giving up. My son's gonna take over my apartment here. But yeah, I'm up out of here. I gotta go on to new ventures, honey. Okay. It just been too much shit, baby. Okay. Bitch, the devil been working overtime in here, baby. I gotta go. Okay. Ain't enough sage to clean this motherfucker, bitch. Okay. I wanna thank y'all all for tuning into the show. I may be back on the air tomorrow. I don't know as of yet. I gotta wait for the find out from the people from Legendary if I'm gonna be on the air tomorrow. But if I'm not on the air tomorrow, I will definitely be live on. I'll be live on Sunday. I'll fly into Miami on Saturday, and I fly right back to New York on Sunday. But I'll definitely be live from Legendary on the compound with all the judges from Legendary, Megan Thee Stallion, Jamila, Roach, Laomi. We're all going to be live, and I'm going to be doing a live sit-down interview with all of them on Sunday from the compound. So if I'm not back on the show tomorrow, I'll definitely be live on the air on Sunday, bitch, from the compound. And I'm going to be sitting down with all the judges and saying, I'm going to have different celebrities, bitch, going to be on the live with me, bitch. And we're going to be talking about Legendary and everything that's going to be coming on with Legendary and stuff like that. So make sure y'all definitely do tune in. And if I'm coming on tomorrow, I will definitely put something on and let y'all know I'm coming on tomorrow. But if not, I will definitely be live back on the air on Sunday night from the compound in Connecticut with Megan Thee Stallion, Laomi, Lee Ross, and Jamila. I'll be definitely live on the air with them on Sunday. So I thank y'all for definitely tuning into the show. Thank you to the Marcus and to the Regent for definitely having a fabulous function in Virginia this past weekend, and all the money and cash was given out. And congratulations to all the winners and everybody that definitely won this weekend, honey. And I'll see all of y'all on Saturday in Miami, Florida. I love y'all all for loving me. This was another installment of Petty Mondays here on March 2nd, 2020. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your home. And I'll see y'all real soon. Good night.
Good night.